Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, we're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in every week. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for the next hour. Next week, my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning, so don't forget to tune in for her exciting show. If you want to listen to any of our previous shows, we have all of our shows from the last 2 years archived for you to listen to absolutely free. Please just go to www.myvillagegreen.com and just click on the archive show section. We have a wonderful array of shows. We have some great special guests. The leader in natural women's health, Tori Hudson, was a guest on our show. Jacob Teitelbaum, a renowned physician working with chronic fatigue, has been a guest on our show. We have a wonderful lineup of guests, and they're all there for you to listen to for absolutely free, courtesy of the Village Green. So don't forget to take advantage of that. Have a great show lined up for you today. Today we're actually going to be talking about some things really specific to actually health and wellness, because we're going to get into some very specific nutrients and some specific conditions that they can help. But it's going to be in the context of a different type of conversation than I'm usually doing on the show. We're going to be talking about a very hot topic that's going on right now, which is basically healthcare reform. And have a great special guest on the line who's the CEO and owner and president of the Village Green Apothecary, who's a very, very smart businessman who's got some very good opinions on what's going on with healthcare reform. And we're going to be talking about some of the issues that are going on. And really, whatever side of the political fence you fall on, there are some bigger issues with healthcare reform that we think are really being missed. And we're going to talk about some of those issues today, and we're going to talk about some of the ideas that revolve around a holistic approach to health, something that I'm used to doing every day, something that we try and encourage people to do every day at the Village Green. But we're going to talk about how and why this needs to be applied to this general overall question of healthcare reform so that we can create a sustainable healthcare system moving into the future. So our guest is potentially a little short on time today, so I really want to take advantage of having him here with us. So Mark Isaacson is, as I mentioned, the president and CEO of the Village Green Apothecary, and he's going to be sharing some very great ideas with us today. He actually authored a really great paper called The Missing Link in Healthcare Reform, Why Healthy Living and Prevention Aren't Part of the Plan but Need to Be, which has a lot of the really exciting statistics we're going to talk about today are in this white paper, which I'm sure would be available for people who are interested in coming into the store and picking up a copy of it if they want to bring it to any of their local legislators or get more active in the community about doing what we need to do for healthcare reform. So, Mark, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Great to be here, Kevin.
So I wanted to kind of start off. I think you have a pretty good, perspective on this. I wanted to start the show off today with you maybe just talking to us a little bit about what's the general essence of, you know, the healthcare reform proposition that's out there right now, because we're going to talk about some of the shortcomings of it, but I think it's important for people to get the basic gist of it in the first place to put it into context.
So the way that we view it is that it's really kind of the foundational system, and I wouldn't call it a huge overhaul. It's more of a fix. It's the basics. To us, it's the operational kinds of things. It's taking the existing system and doing things that we need to do, getting coverage for everybody. It's about making sure that we use best practices. It's using technology to bring cost efficiencies. It's creating more competition in the system. It's also making sure that folks that can't afford health care potentially have some sort of subsidized options, as well as even small businesses having subsidized options. So in essence, it's the operational platform enhancing what we have. But to me, ultimately, long term, it's not dramatic cost savings.
Right. Okay. So they're doing things like maybe introducing a lower price public plan option or co-op that would provide competition to private insurance, bringing costs down, increasing efficiency. So doing some things to save money. So let's talk about the real crux of the issue. I mean, what in the current debate on healthcare reform, you know, what's missing and why doesn't it address the root cause of the problem?
So the one thing that you don't hear about clearly in any of this discussion, or let's just say very little of this discussion, is wellness, prevention, healthy living. And if you start to get into the numbers, and I'll just give you a couple foundational numbers for talking points here, is that, number one, 75%, and this is all documented in this white paper and source, 75% of all health care costs are related to chronic conditions, cardiovascular, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, et cetera. Out of that, research also says, so out of that 75%, approaching 80% of costs is lifestyle related. Mm. So it's a huge number, and the incredible thing is, if you look at the long-term opportunity for true, significant, dramatic cost savings, it's taking this approach in terms of nutrition, healthy living, lifestyle, that really is not just, I mean, you know, there is a little bit of discussion about prevention, but I mean, it's just shadowed so dramatically by kind of this incremental Band-Aid approach and not brought up to the forefront, which is really where it needs to be.
Yeah, I think there may be a little bit of concern among politicians about putting the responsibility onto the public to try and avoid, you know, the stigma of them feeling like they're putting the responsibility on the victims. You know, I feel like it's an issue. I mean, obesity is probably the largest contributor to health-related issues. I think some of the top health issues that we spend money on are things like heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes are certainly three among the top five where we spend the most amount of dollars in our healthcare system. And all three of those are directly related to obesity. And of course, here we are living in a country that has the highest per capita amount of McDonald's than any other developed nation in the world. So, I mean, you know, we do things like in our country, we have the lowest smoking rates of a lot of developed nations in the world, but we have the highest rates of obesity. You know, so I think there's a lot of issues to take to heart there. And it really is just an unbelievable number, you know, that 75% of the spending in our healthcare system could be related or alleviated by improving lifestyle practices. It really is something that is hard to believe it's being ignored.
Right. I mean, and it's kind of, look, realistically, we know that our nation, our country, like, say, for example, almost there could be cost savings of almost 60% of the of total healthcare expenditures, which today are give or take approaching $3 trillion in less than a decade. They'll be approaching about $4.5 trillion. So realistically, I mean, look, we're not, as a nation country, going to get everyone, certainly over the next decade, to be doing everything that's necessary on the lifestyle, nutrition, healthy living front. But I mean, certainly there's the potential to save approaching $1 trillion if we were to take some of the right steps.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So let's talk about, you know, how healthy is our healthcare system. You know, we have a perception in some ways that, you know, we do have one of the best healthcare systems in the world, but there are some interesting statistics that potentially challenge that.
So. In terms of how healthy are we? I mean,
well, our health, how healthy our healthcare system is. I know we spend, you know, probably some of the most amount of money of most developed nations. But, you know, for instance, the average U.S. life expectancy ranks about 50th in the world, falling behind a lot of other industrialized nations. You know, so we spend a lot on healthcare, but how healthy is our healthcare system in general? How well is it taking care of our citizens?
We spend, right, we obviously spend more than anyone, and in terms of developed countries, we're virtually at the bottom of the ranking.
Mm-hmm.
So how healthy are we? I mean, look, there's parts of the healthcare system that are terrific, but I mean, we come back to the same platform and issue that the question is the money being spent in the right places.
Right. Yeah, I think some of the issues, you know, I know we have the highest per capita amount of MRIs per person of any developed nation.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, if MRIs could cure disease instead of just diagnosing it, I guess we'd be doing a lot better. I think what some of the problem is a very small percentage of the population uses up very high amounts of dollars, you know, and people who are potentially underserved or the larger portion of the population isn't getting that access to that expensive health care. So some people, I think, are benefiting because we do have a lot of great technology and we do have a very sophisticated healthcare system, but it's not benefiting all of our citizens equally like it potentially should.
Right, right. And a lot of it is just, I mean, then there's, so we're talking a lot about just getting the word out on the benefits of going towards lifestyle and clearly including that in healthcare reform. But then there's the foundational parts of the healthcare system that really do need to be fixed, and all these issues about best practices
mm-hmm.
and noting which testing should really be done for which conditions and what are, quote-unquote, use words like best practices. I mean, you know, what's the structure and what's the platform to get the best results on given chronic conditions and things like that? And in all those areas, I mean, there is plenty of work still to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely brings up a lot of interesting points. You know, I mean, I think as a potential person who, you know, any person who potentially at any time could become a patient due to an upcoming health issue, you want to know that the government or somebody isn't necessarily dictating what tests or what type of procedures you have access to. But on the other side of it, how much of those tests and procedures are necessary in the course of care and how much does it really help patient outcome in the end? And I think that that's the line that, you know, the healthcare reform is starting to look at. But again, you know, I think this whole topic of looking at things from a more preventative and lifestyle aspect has so much ground to cover. And even if, like you said, it doesn't necessarily affect every single person, there's probably a huge amount of the population that would be able to get healthier and create large benefits and savings in the system. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a couple other really interesting points. We're going to talk about, you know, some of the more sticky political reasons why lifestyle and prevention is not in the forefront of this conversation of healthcare reform. So this is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Twin Lab. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Enzymatic Therapy. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Metagenics. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hey now, good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. We always have great shows lined up for you in relation to health, wellness, nutrition, vitamins, supplements, green living, solar energy. We have had so many great shows, and they are all archived for you to listen to absolutely free. If you want to go to www.myvillagegreen.com, download them, listen to them, and learn. A lot of great topics. Today, I have on the show with me the owner and CEO of the Village Green Apothecary, Mark Isaacson, and we are discussing some of the hot topics around healthcare reform and some of the issues related to health and wellness that have not been included enough in this conversation of healthcare reform. I know some of the leading high-profile doctors like Dr. Weil, a very popular integrative medical doctor, has been starting to inject some of this conversation into the topic, but it goes largely ignored. And Mark, this is one of the things that I want to sort of bring up with you. You have this great white paper that you put together that outlines so many of these statistics that we're talking about today about, you know, why prevention and wellness needs to be injected into this conversation of healthcare reform. It was put together very, very nicely. Now, I know that people can download this for free. Where can they get it?
So they can get it by going to the My Village Green homepage, which is mymyvillagegreen.com homepage. Scroll to the bottom, right in the middle, there's an area for articles. Just click on articles, and as soon as you do that, next page will pop up, and you'll see it there.
Excellent. Okay, so here's the question. Why are doctors like myself, Dr. Weil, all these doctors who are talking about, and people like yourself, advocates who are talking about healthcare reform, why is this issue being ignored in the current debate?
I think a large part of it is the old guard inherent structure to the existing, and that's involved in the existing system. I mean, you've got, for years and years and years, you've got the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies, you know, the same players, so to speak, whether it's from Congress and Senate and so forth, who've been at the table shaping health care. And you still have, today, you have those same people and the same group of people and the same quote-unquote special interests and vested interests who are out to protect their profits to some degree, you know, driving the healthcare process. You don't see, whether it's you, me, Dr. Weil, Mark Hyman, who is another leader, any of these leading folks who are doing true MDs or integrative medicine or NDs or, you know, integrative pharmacies, you don't see them at the table. And if you look at some of the numbers, I think it kind of becomes like self-evident. You have things like lobbying, right? Things like the American Medical Association, right, has spent maybe $167 million lobbying. Insurance companies are spending huge, huge amounts of dollars. But the biggest numbers that really stand out here are the pharmaceutical company. I always say the pharmaceutical companies are really shaping the healthcare message because they are so profitable and spend so much money on getting the message out. So they're spending approximately $30 billion annually.
Wow.
And they're spending it to influence three different groups. They're spending it to influence Congress and the Senate, so politically, lobbying, et cetera. They're spending approaching $5 billion just to influence consumers and patients and
right, so this is like $4.3 billion spent on direct-to-consumer
right.
television, radio, magazine,
right.
and newspaper ads.
Right, right. And then there's a huge billions and billions and billions of dollars are being spent to influence the medical community.
Right, 16
by having reps go out and provide, you know, education, training, samples, and so forth.
Yep, and it's certainly working. I have a statistic here. the quote is, or the statistic is, $878 per person in the United States are spent on pharmaceuticals per year. So each person in the United States is spending roughly $900 per year on pharmaceuticals, which is the most amount of money per person being spent on pharmaceuticals among the world's 30 largest economies. So all that advertising certainly is working.
Right. And Kevin, what's happening here is that with all that messaging going out there, right, there's very little space or time for other folks who are advocates of prevention and healthy living to really be able to get their message out there.
Sure. And then let's talk about, you know, insurance companies also, you know, I mean, it always, before I was more well educated, before I was better educated on the topic, you know, it always made sense. Well, why wouldn't insurance companies really be promoting preventative and wellness lifestyles? I mean, isn't it a lot cheaper to pay for, you know, 10 visits to a nutritionist, maybe $1,000 to help someone in their 30s to get their diet and lifestyle under control than it is to pay, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 for a double bypass surgery 20 years later? It made sense to me, but then, you know, how it really works is basically the insurance companies don't care if more money is being spent on the procedures because all they will do is raise the premiums. And that's exactly what we've been seeing. And, you know, as a small business owner and entrepreneur yourself, I'm sure you are, you know, very well aware of the premiums going up for covering employee benefit costs. And basically every company in America is facing that. Insurance companies are just raising the premiums. And the more they raise the premiums, even if spending is higher, the more profit they make. So they're actually quite happy in the current situation.
That's correct. I mean, when it really comes down to it, as we were discussing a little bit earlier, if you've got all these special interests who are out there lobbying, right, this is all about, for the most part at this point, protecting, whether it's the insurance companies or the pharmaceutical companies, protecting their vested interests, protecting their profitability. What we have going on now is not necessarily the best thing for the consumers, clients, patients. You know, it's really, you know, the old guard doing what they've always done.
Right.
And, you know, making sure that they get their piece of the pie.
Yep. I just read an article this morning. An association with Tufts University and General Mills have been working together to fight childhood obesity. So they're coming out with a label to be put on foods called Smart Choice Foods. Now, foods that qualify for the Smart Choice label, according to these researchers and doctors at Tufts University, in conjunction with the staff and people at General Mills, a breakfast cereal like Fruit Loops, which contains 41% sugar, would be able to qualify for the Smart Choice food for children, which is absolutely ridiculous considering it's 41% sugar. The first ingredient in it is sugar. It also contains hydrogenated oils, and it contains about 3 or 4 different chemical dyes as food colorings. I don't understand how that is considered a smart choice, but, you know, given this old guard and what is influencing our current healthcare system, it's just a continual spiral downwards, it seems.
Right.
So
right.
Let's talk about the different approach. I mean, how do we create a plan, or how do we implement strategies, realistic strategies that can help people take advantage of lifestyle prevention? If all of a sudden we had the ear of every legislator and they said, tell us what to do, what are some ideas that we could put into place to really help this, you know, move forward in the direction we see fit?
So clearly, the reason that we wrote this paper, my team, myself, Village Green Apothecary, is because, you know, we know that there's a better way, because we've been living the better way for years. I mean, we've been doing this for 44 years. And our team of 45, I mean, our thousands and thousands of customers have seen, you know, the difference that the lifestyle approach makes. So if you look at the essence of what our business is about and the platform is, we effectively believe that the essence of the healthcare system today is about treating symptoms. This is the big issue that we face, and the alternative and the ultimate place that we want to get to is building a healthcare system that's focused on getting to the root cause.
Right.
And treating people totally individually. And the beautiful thing is, it's ultimately about getting the word out at this point and getting the message out. Because when we were talking about pharmaceutical companies, I mean, not only do the pharmaceutical companies control the message, but they've got no interest at all in us getting this message out about getting to the root cause, because if you start to get to the root cause, that means that you're potentially going to impact the pharmaceutical company's profits.
Right. I mean, many people will say what we have right now is not what's considered to be a healthcare system, but what's considered to be a disease care system. Basically, nothing, no interventions are done. Nothing is done about your state of health or mentioned about your state of health until you're diagnosed with a condition. And then you enter into the system basically to be managed on a disease state wise.
Right.
So, like, what are some things? Like, you know, we would need to have set up insurance reimbursement for or some type of incentives for people to seek out alternative practitioners or people who specialize in wellness and lifestyle, like nutritionists and dietitians and naturopaths and integrative medical doctors, right?
Yep. So we've got effectively six or seven different things that would kind of start us moving down this path. So there are already practitioners out there that are doing the kind of work that we need to get done, you know, in terms of evaluating people on a root cause basis, looking at nutrient deficiencies, looking at hormone levels, looking at levels of toxins, you know, looking at and evaluating people for food sensitivities, et cetera. So, I mean, one of the things that has to be done is insurance companies, we've got to move to a system where these practitioners really need to get rewarded for focusing on lifestyle and
right.
healthy living,
yep.
and the plans have to be restructured accordingly.
Right. Yep. All right. Well, we have a couple other interesting talking points to discuss when we come back from the break. I also want to talk about, I'm going to discuss some statistics around some key nutrients that, you know, anybody out there needs to consider taking, the statistics behind them and the savings that they can create in the healthcare system as far as health benefits is absolutely unbelievable. So don't go anywhere. When we come back from the break, we're going to pick up this conversation. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for this hour. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will return next week. Don't forget, if you're just tuning into the show and want to listen to it in its entirety, you can always go to www.myvillagegreen.com and download any of the previous shows that we've recorded for absolutely free. I very much recommend you take advantage of that wonderful opportunity. There's a lot of great shows with a lot of great information archived there. So today we're having an exciting conversation with Mark Isaacson, the CEO and owner and president of the Village Green Apothecary. We're discussing healthcare reform and some of the pieces that we feel as a more holistic minded people that are missing from this debate on healthcare reform. And just for a minute, I wanted Mark to maybe talk a little bit about the Village Green Apothecary for anybody who is listening to the show. I know a lot of people listening are customers and have been there, but for anyone who is tuning in who hasn't been there, it's got a lot of really wonderful resources. And I thought, Mark, maybe you could share with us a little bit about the story of the Village Green, some of the things that we do there, and how the philosophy of what we do at the store really incorporates into some actionable steps that could be incorporated into the debate about healthcare reform to improve the health of all Americans.
Happy to do that. So Village Green Apothecary was actually founded in 1965 by two pharmacists, Mickey Weinstein and Irv Rosenberg, who were really trendsetters of their time in the traditional pharmacy initially in the early 70s became very oriented towards nutrition and healthy living. You know, our vision has always been about treating people's very individualized, inspiring the pursuit of healthy living. And we've done that over the years by three different components of our business. One is we do traditional pharmacy services, just like any Walgreens or CVS. You can come in and we take insurance and all that good stuff, and we're competitive. We do very interesting things in our compounding lab, where with doctors and nutritionists, naturopathic doctors and so forth, or integrative doctors, we will make very individualized formulas for people based on prescriptions or formularies for both pharmaceutical products and nutritional products. So we remove fillers, binders, allergens, coatings, put things in the specific dosage level that people need. And that is kind of the ultimate high level of where we think individualization should go. And then the other segment of our business, which is probably the biggest segment, is nutrients. So we sell over 10,000 different vitamins, minerals, herbs, amino acids. And if you look at our team of people in terms of what makes us distinct and what really makes us effective in delivering this individualized approach we always talk about, is that we've got a team of experts. We've got pharmacists, we've got nutritionists, we've got naturopathic doctor, we've got clinical herbalists, we've got certified nutritional counselors on our team. And the vast majority of these folks are able to really talk to customers, clients, patients, because the reality is, even talking to doctors, we always say to the doctors, 70% of all clients and patients are taking something, whether it's vitamins, minerals, herbs, amino acids. And to that point, there are very few places, if you're going to take these kinds of things, the question is, how do you know what the right form is? And there's many different forms of these nutrients, the right dosage level, the right synergistic combination. And it's our team of people that look at all those things to make sure if you're going to use these, you're getting the right things on an individualized basis that are going to be ideally suited to support whatever your needs are. So
right.
We do that.
And that is the beauty of it. I mean, people can go anywhere to have access to buy herbs, nutrients, or whatever it might be, but it's the staff, that the team that's in place that really seems to set it apart. It's a place where people can come, actually speak to somebody who's educated on the topic to understand, you know, the context in which they're taking these things, whether it be are they combining too many of things at once, what nutrients might be interacting or potentially interacting with their pharmaceuticals. You know, it's actually gives people specific, responsible, well-educated advice about what to do with these things. You know, the supplement industry is somewhat unregulated in a lot of ways. And, you know, it's very nice for people to be able to find a place where they can get that kind of specific guidance. So it really is a wonderful resource. I always talk about it. I think it is one of the best resources We have, you know, there's several of these places around the country, but definitely the model at the Village Green is, you know, at the forefront of helping people select and create very good strategies for preventive healthcare. So let's talk about some of these. Like, there's in the white paper, you outline 5 key steps, and these are things that get mirrored in the store amongst the employees in the one-on-one advice with the customers. You know, let's talk about some of these 5 key preventative steps to, you know, a good, healthy, preventative lifestyle.
Right, and tying into these 5 steps, so this is clearly what we think has to be done on a national basis, and we work really hard to mirror that in terms of what we do in our store. So we have people come in all the time, and you get a lot of the same basic questions, you know, whether it's nutrients or diet or exercise, stress management, and so forth. People say, what do I do? What's the basic? What are the guidelines? So we've actually created a system around this called Essentials of Healthy Living. And it literally, and again, it's entry level, gives a lot of great basic foundational information and talks on, you know, key nutrients to take. It talks on, you know, just key great guidelines in terms of diet, and talks on things like exercise, stress management, and environmental health. But I mean, clearly, I mean, if you look at things like diet, I mean, there's significant, based on much research, significant opportunities for health savings there. I mean, you're talking, you know, with obesity and so forth, I mean, you're talking about saving, you know, anywhere, well over $60 billion a year if you can just, you know, work on the obesity issue.
Right. Yeah. As we mentioned, I mean, obesity is related to many of the other top health concerns that fuel healthcare spending in our country: hypertension, diabetes, and heart disease. So definitely cutting obesity rates, and obviously diet is a very important part of that. My last week's show, I had Dr. Hanya on. She's a pharmacist who actually works at the Village Green sometimes, and she runs that Diet at Your Door service. It was really an interesting show, and as a pharmacist, she had some very interesting perspectives about what can be done with diet and nutrition to control a lot of these issues, including hypertension, and she's got a really great service that I really advocate people look into. But it really did drive home the point of, here's a pharmacist who sees the reactions and the benefits that people have from pharmaceuticals and has designed dietary meals that are delivered to your door, basically, that, you know, I guess, for lack of a better word, almost act similar to a pharmaceutical, in that they control somebody's hypertension or help somebody lose weight or contribute to them getting off their diabetes medication, but they come without any of the side effects of the medication. And she just had a really great perspective on it, just driving home that point of how important a healthy diet is and how much influence it can have on someone's health. So let's talk about, you know, point number 2, and this is obviously a big driving point of the store, and, you know, a lot of people are very interested in this topic.
So nutritional supplements.
Yeah.
So look, there is the beautiful thing that's happening now is there is more and more research and more data coming out. I mean, on things like vitamin D3, omega-3, essential fatty acids, things like CoQ10, I mean, things like calcium. So, I mean, you could look at some numbers here real quick to just give our listeners a couple different examples here. I mean, just if everyone were to take calcium, but here's the important thing. You know, lots of people, this gives a great example of you know, what's calcium and how does it work. I mean, there are different forms of calcium, and it's very important that folks understand that if you're going to get the right benefits, you're taking the right form of calcium, partnered up with vitamin D, with magnesium, with a lot of the supportive nutrients, and there's potential, based on research, there's potential savings in the neighborhood of like $14 billion just on this particular one nutrient. And you can look down the road, you can look further at things like omega-3s and look at D3, and you could see, you know, tens of billions of dollars of potential savings to healthcare.
Right. So these are nutrients that are generally safe for all individuals, have low level of reactivity or interactions with other medications, very low potential for toxicity. I mean, we have some great examples here. As you talked about, taking 1,200 milligrams of calcium per day with vitamin D for people over the age of 65 could prevent approximately 734,000 hip fractures and hospitalizations, with a cost savings of around almost $14 billion. Other things like omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil, one of the most well-researched nutrients out there. Daily intake of only 1,800 milligrams of a good omega-3 fatty acid product can reduce the occurrence of coronary heart disease among individuals over the age of 65. Approximately 384,000 hospitalizations and physician fees for a savings of $3.1 billion due to coronary heart disease could be avoided. So these nutrients are not just for the people who are on the fringe, who are thinking, you know, for those vitamin takers and people who are all super into health. I mean, these can benefit every single person. And the research, as you're saying, it's getting very exciting because it's really starting to back up what people who have been working with vitamins and nutrition have been seeing for years and years and years, that these things actually work and can really benefit people's health.
Yep.
So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some of the other talking points that we have lined up. We're also going to talk about some 7 specific action steps that need to be put into place for true healthcare reform. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We will be right back after this break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Twin Lab. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Enzymatic Therapy. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Metagenics. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for this hour, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune into her show. Today we've been talking about some of the topics around healthcare reform and the piece of the conversation that has been missing, which is the piece of basically preventative care, holistic care, looking at preventative and wellness aspects into our healthcare system to actually prevent a healthcare system and not just a disease management system. So in the last segment, we were discussing some of the five steps, and these are outlined in the white paper that sort of help create the road to a more wellness-based healthcare system. We talked about the first step obviously being some key issues around nutrition, education, and diet. You know, what we didn't talk about is some of the things that can be implemented is more school-based programs, right? So starting with kids in kindergarten through 12th grade, actually teaching them about good nutrition. And this isn't the nutrition that, you know, labels Fruit Loops as a smart choice. We're talking about fruits and vegetables and, you know, good quality foods. And there has been more of a push these days to start implementing better quality foods in the lunch programs in schools, which is a great way to teach kids about health, wellness, and nutrition, because they don't end up being scared of these foods that are actually good for them and will end up saving their lives and giving them better quality of life as they get older. The second step that we discussed in the last segment was nutritional supplements, and we highlighted some interesting statistics about things like omega-3 fatty acids, calcium, and vitamin D. And let's talk about the third step, Mark, which is exercise.
So this is not shocking to everybody. There's about 50 million Americans that are living sedentary lives, putting them at risk for a whole bunch of different chronic diseases. And just to give a couple quick numbers here, so high-intensity exercise can reduce the risk of stroke by 64%. Exercise can cut the risk of colon cancer.
Now, remember that stroke is, I think, the fourth leading cause of death in the United States.
Right. So you've got things like, colon cancer risk can be cut by 24%. So I think the interesting point here is if you start to stack a couple of these things together, you start to stack exercise, you start to stack the use of the right nutrients and eating the right way. I mean, this is where you start to get, you know, just tremendous impact into, cutting healthcare costs.
Absolutely. And I mean, these things are not, my argument has always been, you know, these things are not super difficult to implement if people have the right support system in which to do it. Most people, based on what I see in my practice, based on the things that, the employees at the Village Green see by talking to people on a day-to-day basis, most people don't want to be taking medications. Most people don't want to be overweight. Most people don't want to not feel well, but the support system is not in place to allow people to unlock the aspects of health that lie within their body. You know, they don't get, their insurance companies don't cover the visits to the naturopath. It doesn't cover the visits to the acupuncturist. It doesn't cover the visit to the specialist medical doctor who takes an integrative approach to managing their thyroid problem or their hormone problem. It won't cover the bioidentical hormones, or it won't cover the nutritional supplements like the omega-3 fatty acids. So how do they justify spending $60 a month on omega-3 fatty acids, or $40 a month on omega-3 fatty acids, or $40 on their prescription medication that they absolutely need, you know, without getting the proper guidance and support system to deal with the health things that need to be put in place to get them off of the prescriptions? So, it's so frustrating in so many ways, because I think people are ready for a change. Most people, I think, really are, but the system is still not caught up to supporting that change. And that's really where I think this conversation, you know, the crux of this conversation lies, is incorporating those philosophies into this debate.
Right. I mean, you know, it is a good segue into some of these 7 points we talk about. But I mean, if you think about it, I mean, to make the kind of change that we're talking about, it's not just a Band-Aid approach. I mean, it's really an overhaul that we have to do.
Yeah,
system, and we got to go after things like training MDs, DOs, all primary care folks, nurses, physicians, assistants, even pharmacists. You know, it's got to be mandated training for them and part of their core curriculum and part of continuing education on nutrition.
Right.
Lifestyle.
Right.
It's how to do support.
Right. To understand. And they need to be compensated for spending the time doing it with patients. The problem is that physicians they come out of school with huge amounts of debt. I think an average physician coming out of Georgetown University is almost in $500,000 worth of debt, about $500,000 in debt. coming out of school. Now, in order to pay back their loans, have a good living, support their family, and do the things that they wanted to do with the lifestyle that they thought they were going to get as a doctor, they are going to need to see a lot of patients every day, which basically means they're on 10 to 15 minute visits with each patient. And that's stretching it for some doctors. How can they possibly be expected to cover the issues necessary to support somebody with lifestyle changes in 10 to 15 minutes when they already have to catch up on the labs that they just did, the problems that they saw with the labs that they just did, the new prescriptions they have to get on, the, how they're doing with the old prescriptions, and all the other issues that the person might come in with? There's absolutely no way. There's no incentive for doctors to spend this time with people. So, I mean, it really does, you know, the system really does need to change. The rates of obesity in our kids is skyrocketing. I think it's something like over 30 to 40% of children are obese. And we're now realizing, based on random accidents where unfortunately, you know, young people die, when we look at their coronary system, even teenagers are starting to have the early signs of heart disease. I mean, what is going to happen to our country when people are having major heart issues at the age of 50? You know, the rate of childhood obesity is continually increasing, and it won't be for another 20 to 30 to 40 years until we fully see the ramifications of that. The health of our country is so poor. And, you know, our country was built on this philosophy of hard work, entrepreneurial opportunity, you know, the land of opportunity, immigrants coming over from different countries and forging their way. That is not possible to do if everybody is sick. It really undermines the entire philosophy of which this wonderful country was founded on. It's sad.
And this is the whole notion of why, you know, we've got this system today that's putting this Band-Aid approach on, to really wrap up here. And nobody, like you, exactly, agree 100%, nobody's looking out 20, 30, 40 years and saying, boy, what's the impact going to be? Unless we collectively get together and start to really address this and look towards the preventative, getting to the root cause lifestyle system,
right?
You know, our costs are just going to spiral unbelievably out of control, even if we pass this current healthcare stuff we're working on now. I mean, that doesn't address the long term, and that's what we got to do.
Yeah, and I mean, beyond even the cost of it, you know, what kind of society are we going to have if everybody is basically sick and on drugs? You know, I mean, what kind of society are we going to be looking at, besides the fact that it's going to bankrupt us? You know, how productive can our companies be if, you know, at so many people, we know that productivity dramatically decreases with workers who have diabetes, who have a heart condition, who have chronic illnesses. You know, how productive can our companies be? How much of a player can we be in the global economy if everybody's sick?
Yep.
You know, it really is quite sad. So, you know, I mean, other talking points. So we talked about in providing insurance reimbursement for health practitioners who advise on patients with healthy lifestyle advice. More funding for research that looks at the benefits, you know, for improved nutrition, diet, and lifestyle. So this is like NCAM, the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, which is a wing of NIH. That's their primary job. Luckily, they survived this year, but, you know, there are some people in government who want to cut their funding, which is not, you know, a good thing. There's a lot of great research coming out from NCAM. So anyway, there's a couple other talking points that I get to. Mark, I know you need to go, so I'm going to let you get off the phone. Thanks so much for being on the show today. Really appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So, you know, I mean, there's a couple other things to talk about, you know, the education in the schools, talking to children about nutrition from an early lifestyle, revamping the school lunch programs, feeding our kids good food, so many different ideas. You know, there's a list of 7 different specific ones that you can download if you want to read over this white paper by going to the Village Green website. Anyway, as you guys can tell, I'm really passionate about this topic. It is my life. It is my career. Thank you for listening. I hope it was helpful. I'll look forward to talking to you all again in a couple weeks. This has been Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260. Make sure to tune in next week. Bye-bye.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at mybillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit mybillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formulas. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
A bright future starts with a healthy lifestyle.
Pinocchio, I'm a real boy!
And the food pyramid will help you find the right balance of everything you and your child need. To learn more, visit mypyramid.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
WWRC, Washington.